Moving on, NATO foreign ministers on Wednesday affirmed their support for American plans to build parts of a global missile defence shield in Central Europe. They said a tracking radar here in the Czech Republic and a linked missile base in Poland would make a substantial contribution to protecting Europe from long-range ballistic missiles. Wednesday's statement was the strongest sign yet that the US system would be incorporated into European defence structures. However, critics here in the Czech Republic remain unconvinced. Daniela Lazarova reports.
Although Prague and Washington reached agreement on the radar base earlier this year and the Czech Senate approved the two radar treaties last week, its future is far from certain. The government no longer has a clear majority in the lower house, and some of its own deputies are holding out against the radar, saying they would only support it if it were part of European defence structures. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg is hoping that NATO's statement may help bring them round.
Celá moje práce a mých spolupracovníků během posledního roku byla.
This confirms what we have striven for in the past year, to get favorable conditions in the deal with the U.S. and to negotiate the radar's inclusion into a future European missile defense system. This has now been officially recognized.
However, critics remain sceptical, pointing out that the wording of NATO's statement is vague and fails to address the main concern surrounding the radar, that it will serve only American interests, do little to protect Europe, and create more tension between Europe and Russia. One of the radar's leading critics in the government, Education Minister Andrei Liška of the Green Party, says his position remains unchanged.
The only relevant statement in this respect would be for NATO to actually say that the US radar will be incorporated into Europe's missile defense and how. And as far as I know, this has not happened.
Since the issue of Europe's missile defence is on the agenda of a NATO summit in April of next year, such a statement cannot be expected in the near future. Moreover, the radar's fate primarily depends on the stand of the new US administration, and President-elect Barack Obama has made it clear he would only support it if it were clear beyond doubt that the missile defence components in Central Europe would really work.
Thanks for that report, Daniela Lazar.